Let's take a look at high school sports first this morning. They ran in the rain yesterday. The Atlantic Cross Country Meet held on campus at the Atlantic High School Complex. Here's how it went yesterday afternoon on the varsity side. Girls, it was Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center winning the race. And Reagan Anderson of Denison was the runner-up. Taylor McCready of Atlantic had a third-place finish. ADM's Sadie Juergens finished in fourth place. Brielle Baker of Creston was fifth. Rest of the top ten, Braylon Baker of Creston at sixth. Grace Lee Castor of Harlan was seventh. Ellie Mendlick of Denison placed eighth. Miranda Malstein of Dallas Center Grimes was ninth. And Alexis Post of Riverside ran tenth. Also in the top 20 yesterday, Brecken Van Bale of Harlan ran 11th overall. Also for Atlantic, Carson Rush was 18th, while Ashley Wendt placed 21st in yesterday's meet. Also for Atlantic, Pluma Pross was 24th in yesterday's race. Team standings for the girls look like this. The team championship goes to Dallas Center Grimes. They win it with 82 points. Glenwood, 88 points for second. Denison with 98 was third, and Atlantic with 103 was fourth. Pretty close chase. In the team standings among those top four. Harlan placed fifth among the 18 teams participating yesterday. On the boys' side of the varsity race, it was Miles Scott of Sergeant Bluff Luton, the individual champion. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK ran second yesterday. ADM's Nate Muller was third. Dallas Center Grimes' Jacob Waymeyer placing fourth. And Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was fifth. Also in the top 10, it was Bradley Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes 6th, Ethan Juergens of ADM 7th, Brian Miner of Dallas Center Grimes was 8th, Trenton Meggers of Dallas Center Grimes 9th, and Jalen Peterson of Atlantic placing 10th. Also in the top 20, yesterday, Tri-Center's Brett McGee placed 18th overall. A few other Atlantic runners in action yesterday in that meet saw Evan Brummer place 49th and Nathan Brockman 51st. Overall in that soggy meet yesterday. Team champion, Dallas Center Grimes. They win it with 34 points. ADM with 89 points second. Sergeant Bluff Luton was third with 109. Tri-Center with 142 points fourth. And Earlham with a 153 total was fifth. Atlantic placed seventh in their own meet yesterday out of the 16 boys teams that were competing. In high school volleyball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Clarinda 3-1. St. Albert a 3-2 winner over Red Oak. Creston went the distance, winning 3-2 over Glenwood. And Lewis Central took 3 straight from Denison. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer over Underwood 3-0. Tri-Center beat AHSTW 3-0. Riverside over Audubon 3-0. Missouri Valley topping Logan Magnolia 3-2, while IKM Manning beat Griswold 3-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Coon Rapids Bayard over Cam 3-1. It was Boyer Valley 3-2 over Peyton Sherdan. In the Corner Conference Championships, Sydney wins the title with a 3-game sweep over Essex. The Consolation Championship goes to East Mills as they swept 3 from Fremont Mills last night. It'll be a playoff-type football game, late this afternoon up in Exira, as the Exira EHK Spartans play host to the Fremont Mills Knights. Both those teams come in with one loss in 8-man District 7 play. That loss was to the Sydney Cowboys for both of those teams. With those squads tied for the second spot in the district, the winner has a strong chance to take that second playoff spot. Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen said he feels like the playoffs start the instant you get that first loss in district play, with just two teams making the postseason.
Yeah, you know, ever since you go to two teams making the playoffs, as soon as you hit that first loss in district, you start playoffs at that point in time. So I think we're on week 3 or 4 of our playoffs now, because, you can't afford to lose another game. And I think Exira EHK is in the same boat. And so, yeah, big game for both of us.
The Knights have dealt with some injuries and suspensions early in the season, but Coach Christensen said this week they should be pretty much back to a full squad. The Knights have been led by junior quarterback Mason Venata, who has thrown for 818 yards and 10 touchdowns, while also leading the team with 684 rushing yards and 12 scores. Coach Christensen said he just finds a way to get things done. Now, Christensen said the defensive side of the ball is where his team has shown the most improvement throughout the season, and this week they'll face a balanced Spartan attack as Exira EHK quarterback Josh Pettipier has thrown for 867 yards and 13 scores. The Spartans have run the ball by committee with Cole Burmeister, Cole Madsen, and Jaden Goodwin, all over 45 carries on the year. Cole Madsen and Ian Leader have forged the way for the Spartan defense. Madsen leads the team in tackles with a couple of fumble recoveries on the year. Leader is the second leading tackler with one interception to his name as well. And we'll have that game, Spartans and the Knights, live for you, this afternoon here on KJAN. It's going to be an early start today. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call from up on the top of the hill in Exira with pregame at 5:30 this afternoon. Kickoff is set for 5:45. They're trying to beat some of that weather that might be coming late this afternoon and this evening. You can catch that game live here on the radio and on the web here at KJAN. Again, our schedule today calling for a 5:45 kickoff. Atlantic will return home this week to face the ADM Tigers in a Class 3 District 7 football game. Atlantic coming off a gutty effort in a 42-20 loss at Glenwood last week. Trojan head coach Mike McDermott said his team was disappointed with the loss, but they gained some confidence in that game from the way they were able to fight back. The Trojans were able to get a number of guys involved in the offense against the Rams, and they hope to carry that over this week. The weather outlook, wet for tonight. Coach McDermott said due to that, they're focusing a little more on the run game this week.
Offensively, we've focused more on the run game this week, kind of looking at the weather report. And it's a team also that I think we can run the football if we get off the football ourselves. So that's been a focus for us this week. We're not going against guys that are necessarily 50 pounds heavier than us, so we it'll have a tough time moving them. But now we've got guys more our size, so it's going to depend on our first step on the offensive line, and can we get into guys and get something done on the run game.
ADM has been in a number of close games this season and dropped a 14-13 game last week to Denison on a late score. The Tigers like to spread the field and let quarterback Matthew West distribute the ball around and take off on the run as well. Coach McDermott said the Trojan defense will need to be ready to play some sound assignment football. Now, you can hear a full interview with Coach McDermott on our regular Friday afternoon Trojan preview show. That's at 4:45 this afternoon. After that concludes at 5 o'clock, we'll move Who's Gonna Win up by an hour to 5 before we get into the pregame show, an abbreviated pregame show at 5:30 and kickoff of our broadcast game tonight. Plenty of other action around the region this evening in high school football. In college football, the North Carolina State Wolfpack now have two victories against top 25 ACC opponents this season, as the 24th-ranked Wolfpack down number 17 Louisville 39-25 in college football last night. It was a good night for quarterback Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, but a miserable evening for Tampa Bay kicker Nick Folk. Brady passed for 303 yards and a touchdown as the Pats pulled out a 19-14 win over the Buccaneers. The defending Super Bowl champs bounced back from a last-second loss to Carolina, despite Brady's first interception in 8 regular season games. He also fumbled on one of the Bucs' 3 sacks, but neither turnover led to Tampa Bay points. Folk missed 3 field goals, including a 31-yarder that would have cut a 9-point deficit to 6 in the closing minutes. He missed 2 field goals and an extra point before beating the Giants on a last-second kick last weekend. Well, there were more than a few raised eyebrows when Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona elected to start Trevor Bauer over Cy Young candidate Corey Kluber in Game 1 of their AL Division Series against the New York Yankees. Francona's strategy worked on Thursday as Bauer led the Indians to a 4-0 shutout of the Yankees. Bauer was outstanding over 6 2/3 innings, holding New York to a pair of hits and 1 walk while striking out 8. He had a no-hitter until Aaron Hicks lined a 1-out double in the 6th inning. Bauer was lifted right after Starlin Castro singled in the 7th. Jay Bruce sparked Cleveland's offense, scoring the first run on a double play grounder and slamming a 2-run homer. He added a sacrifice fly that put the Indians up 4-0 in the 5th inning. That series remains in Cleveland for Game 2 today. In Houston, the American League's reigning batting champion showcased his power, leading the Astros to a rout of the Red Sox in Game 1 of their division series. Jose Altuve banged out 3 solo homers to support Justin Verlander as Houston rolled to an 8-2 win over Boston at Minute Maid Park. The 5'6" Altuve went deep twice against Red Sox starter Chris Sale and became the 9th player in postseason history to hit 3 homers in a game when he sent an Austin Maddox pitch over the wall in the 7th inning. Verlander picked up the win and remains unbeaten since the Astros acquired him from Detroit on August 31st. Game 2 is set for today in Houston. And in the National Hockey League last night, it was Boston over Nashville 4-3. Montreal beat Buffalo in a shootout 3-2. Colorado 4-2 over the New York Rangers. Washington wins a shootout 5-4 over Ottawa. Detroit beat Minnesota 4-2. Chicago 10-1 over Pittsburgh. Anaheim beat Arizona 5-4. And the LA Kings 2-0 over Philadelphia. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic.